This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, lock, here we go. Your dial set directly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today in class. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast. Today, we are going to wipe the smiles right off your face with facts. If you don't want that to happen, you might want to change your dial to another location. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan, Senior USA Prepares Instructor.
Sorry about all the good news.
Yeah. Captain John, would you mind if I took just 1 minute? And you are a captain of the U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired. Would you mind if I took just 1 minute and talked about ranks, so that people can understand where a captain is in the U.S. Air Force ranking system? Would you mind?
Sure. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So the first rank is an airman basic. Okay. Then there's an airman. Then there's an airman first class. Senior airman, staff sergeant, technical sergeant, master sergeant. Then comes senior master sergeant. Then chief master sergeant. I'm sure you've heard some of these terms, you know, while you're watching or reading, okay, television or reading books. So you have the chief master sergeant, then you have the command chief master sergeant, then the chief master sergeant of the Air Force, then the second lieutenant, first lieutenant, then comes the captain. Now, a captain is just 4 steps to a brigadier general. Okay, so after a captain comes major, lieutenant colonel, colonel, then brigadier general. Then major general, lieutenant general, general, and general of the Air Force. Did I get that right, Captain John Reagan?
Yes, you did.
Okay. So I just wanted to make sure, class, that we've never delineated exactly who Captain John Reagan is. But we just gave you a little more of a hint that he climbed the ranks of the U.S. Air Force Reserves. And that's why he is that's one of the reasons why he is a senior USA Prepares instructor. He has demonstrated his capabilities. He's demonstrated his research abilities and capabilities, insight, and analysis. And today he's going to share with us some pretty terrifying information. At least I think it is. And if you'd like to follow along in class, you certainly may. And what you can do is go to his website. It's called The Financial State of the Union. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Repeat, TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. And you will see the links for USA Prepares November 13th, this class. And you can follow along in class with us. Captain John, I wanted to say thank you so much for all that you've done over the years. And, gosh, John, it's been darn close to 10 years we've been doing this.
Scary, isn't it?
Boy, a lot's happened in 10 years. A lot's happened yesterday. Man, did we ever think it was going to be like this? Captain John, I have one quick question for you about COVID-19. You and I are of the same belief. There are people who think that it's absolutely not true. Now we're at over 100,000 cases a day added to the list. Do you think there's any way that it's possible to believe that this is not true, that this is not a real virus?
Well, those that say it's not true just aren't looking at what's been going on worldwide. If they think that this is not a virus, then they have to not believe in, you know, the original SARS, MERS. And those are just variants of coronavirus as well. Now, what's happened is we've had a great politicalization of this virus. You know, it's like everything that happened in the past and science just doesn't matter. And I've actually got a couple of items to talk about that I didn't put on the list, because if you talk about this virus, can get your YouTube video censored, maybe even your channel taken off. And so you're only getting to listen to this. One is a story from Dr. Mercola at Mercola.com. If you look at his articles, Friday, November 13th, it's entitled, Why COVID-19 Testing is a Tragic Waste. And it talks about how the PCR test was never designed to be used as a diagnostic tool. It cannot distinguish between inactive virus pieces or the live reproductive ones. And if you've ever followed any of these CSI-type shows, you know, they get a little sample of DNA and they have to amplify it to get a large enough sample of DNA to run their tests. Well, that's essentially what's going on here. And the thing is once you do over 35 cycles, the test becomes unreliable. And they are pushing that to 40 and 45 cycles so that even a small DNA piece of the coronavirus ends up showing as a positive test. Well, let me back up to an older way of looking at things. When I was in school, they did an annual TB test. When I was in seventh grade, I ended up with a positive TB test. They sent me to the TB clinic along with my parents, and they also tested positive. And you know, to this day, I have no idea how we ended up being exposed to TB. However, you know, they took the lung x-rays and everything, had no active TB. We took the medication for a year, and never have I been diagnosed with an active case of TB. However, if I still do the skin test today, I'm told that, you know, it's for life, that the skin test will show up positive. Well, how's that relate to COVID? You're seeing all these, you know, thousands and thousands of cases. Well, part of that's because we're doing lots and lots of testing. Well, just being positive does not mean that you're an active case. That comes from diagnosis. But they are counting every positive test as a new case. And it's just, you know, one of the insane things. So I would recommend you going to Mercola.com and reading the article. Again, it's titled, Why COVID-19 Testing is a Tragic Waste. And I would also recommend going to the Peak Prosperity, which is Chris Martinson's channel on YouTube. He posted a 20-minute video on Thursday entitled, It Doesn't Have to Be This Way. And about 5 minutes into that, he shows a chart that's very interesting, and it's a chart of new cases, which, if you remember, it went from that peak, and then as summer came, it went down, and then as summer wanes, you know, all of a sudden these cases are going back up. It's exactly inverse of the sunlight, which is directly proportional to, you know, vitamin D. And but it was also interesting, he referenced a paper in this video from the Mayo Clinic. Now, this paper may get them, doesn't made it a fake news site from the loony people that's in charge nowadays. And I'll just read a sentence out here. Without significant sun exposure, which we're in that time of year where even if you go out in the United States and get sun, the angle is too low to produce vitamin D. Then you want to achieve 25 OHD, which is the test for vitamin D in your system. And you probably want to have that test at least once a year. A concentration above 50, which would require you to take about 4,000 IUs per day in a person that's over 8 years of age. 4 times 7 is 32,000. So if you do Dr. Sheely's recommendation of 50,000 once a week, you know, you got to cover it. And also remember, if you supplement with D3 to also supplement with K2 to keep calcium in the right place. And K2 is also a fat-soluble vitamin, as D3 is. So you need to take the D3 and K2 with a meal that includes fat. So if you have this vitamin D level above 50, your chances of getting a case of COVID, and if you do get it, the chances of getting a severe case of COVID is considerably reduced. And we see more and more and more of research on this that confirms that. So if you can point to any one thing to try and protect yourself, it would be the vitamin D3. And don't wait until you get sick. It takes time for this to build up in your system. And by doing the 50,000 once a week, that makes it a very inexpensive supplement. I think that pretty much wraps up what I wanted to talk about on COVID.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. Outstanding job letting us know about the vitamin D3, that you agree with Dr. Sheely's recommendation. And, Klaus, you can buy it in 5,000-unit gelatin capsules as well, and you can take one of those a day, or you can take 50,000 units once a week. So 7 times 5,000 would be 7 days a week times 5,000 is 35,000. So Dr. Sheely recommends 50,000 once a week if you're, an adult. And K2, vitamin K2 as well. And what was not normally mentioned, Captain John Reagan, is what you said about making taking that with a meal that includes fat. So are you talking about beef? Are you talking about hamburger? Are you talking about avocado oil, etc.?
Well, I think technically any fat will work in that regard. I don't want to get too sidetracked in good fats and bad fats. Mm-hmm. Basically just the idea is, don't take an empty stomach. And if you take it with pretty much any kind of meal, you're probably going to get some kind of fat in there, unless it's just, vegetables that don't have fat and you don't add fat to it. That would not work.
Okay. I think our class really appreciates what you just said about COVID and the vitamin supplements to boost our immune system. What's coming up next in the next segment, Captain John? Where do we go?
Talk a little bit more about health.
All right. Captain John Reagan with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I look forward to you're not going to want to miss 1 second of this broadcast with Captain John Reagan. Captain, please continue.
Yeah, there's one other item that's not on the list I want to quickly talk about. There was another election that just happened on the 11th. That was in Belize, which is something I've talked about as a good possibility of selecting a place outside the United States. And basically, there's two major parties there as well, essentially the equivalent of our main two parties. They use the same colors, red and blue. Well, in this last election, there are 31 seats in the Belize government, and the Blues got 31 of them. So I knew Belize was already on the path to become evil like the United States, but I was expecting that to be happening over time, and since the bad guys have gotten such a majority, I'm concerned about the future of Belize in the short term as well. So that's leaving me with trying to come up with another plan B. It's because you really only get one choice on where you're going to try to make it through the coming bad times. And I do have a video on the list talking about what's coming up with the end of this next Weisberg cycle, which will be in the fall of 2046. That is an roughly 89-year cycle, which last happened shortly after I was born, and this little baby in December of 57, and the sun was very angry at that point in time. Only now we had the requisite number of cycles where bigger things happen. And I talked about that on other shows, so I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on that, but there is an update coming on later in this list. So back in August, I got to go to education session offered by Dr. Tennant for owners of his biomodulator. And I had gone to it in 2007 when I first got the biomodulator. We got a great price for upgrading to a new one, which earned us a one seat at this event. And it's like, one evening plus two full days. So it's like 18 hours of education. So I can't even begin to cover everything that he did. But one of the important things out there was the importance of nitric oxide. And we decided that, especially at our age, our levels of production are low. Plus, it's very good for lower blood pressure, which I have that problem myself. The company produces, that he had in, produces what's called Neo-40. And the company is Human with two N's. And it's pretty reasonably priced product. It's a standardized beetroot product. So even if you go out and get an organic beetroot powder, you may or may not get any of the nitrogen benefit out of it. So a six-month supply of this was a couple hundred dollars. And I tell you, if you order, I would kind of recommend not doing the subscription right off, because they will mail you an offer. And I'm now locked in for a six-month subscription at just over $100. So it makes it a very, very reasonable cost to get the nitric oxide support.
Okay, so, can you give us a thumbnail opinion on the benefits that you have actually experienced with this? By the way, this is not a commercial class.
Right,
Captain John Reagan's just talking about.
I'll talk about that when we get back from the break.
Yeah. Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another congressional seat has flipped from Democrat to Republican. This time in New York City, 9 days after Election Day, Representative Max Rose, a Democrat, has conceded the election to Republican challenger Nicole Malliotakis. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more on GOP wins.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is cheering gains in the House of Representatives, telling reporters that pre-election predictions were very wrong.
Could not be prouder of the House Republicans and those who are joining us in the next Congress. It'll be the most diverse class we have ever had. Many have already dubbed this year the year of the Republican woman, and it couldn't be truer from that statement.
The California Republican continues.
While the Democrats praised socialism and advocated to defund the police, our members made a commitment to America that they would restore our way of life, rebuild our economy, and renew the American dream.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Although we have seen a rise in COVID-19 infections in America, the mortality rate is still low due to better therapeutics and hospital workers getting better at helping the sick. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more on what's being done.
As new cases and hospitalizations from COVID-19 continue to rise in most states, there are fears that hospitals will become overwhelmed by the number of COVID patients. Dr. Deborah Birx says taking the necessary steps to help stop the spread would do a lot for frontline doctors and nurses. The coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force told News Nation Now that slowing the spread of the virus would keep hospitals available for all patients.
I will tell you, the healthcare providers on the front lines, the doctors, the nurses, the respiratory therapists, they are working their hearts and souls to protect the people across America. And I guess what I'm asking every American to do is to put that same level of effort into those things that we know work now. We want those hospitals available not only for the individuals with COVID, but for your child if your child develops appendicitis or for your father when he develops a heart attack.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Hospitalizations are on the rise with roughly 62,000 hospital beds in America being used by COVID patients. President Trump on Thursday has barred Americans from investing in companies owned or controlled by the Chinese military. The Chinese government accused Washington of misusing national security as an excuse to hamper competition. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan, you and I were there in the good old days with Dr. Norm Shealy when he did a trial at the meetups with Kyanis Nitro Extreme, which is nitric oxide delivered. And he absolutely positively proved that almost everyone, if not everyone, had lower blood pressure right then and there within 20 minutes using a supplement that contains nitric oxide. What are your firsthand experiences with nitric oxide as a result of this supplement that you've been taking from Human, H-U-M-A-N-N.
Okay. My order came in on August 19th, and I pulled out my blood pressure cuff. I hadn't been using it. I just wanted to see what it was at, and it was outlandish, to say the least. I did not write it down, but my memory says it was 247 over 139. And I might have the 7 and 9 reversed, but if I do, it doesn't make any difference to how bad my pressure was. I took the first lozenge, which that lozenge also contains B12, too. So a lot of people are short in that. And you know, so you get a 2-for-1 with this. So I took my blood pressure a little bit later. I think it was down about 20 points. And those first few days had fluctuated about 20 to 30 points less than that original reading. And that was still way too high. So I ended up doing a 1-week fast, which got it down to only really high levels. And I still need to do some more change to my diet. I haven't been really trying real hard. And I guess, you know, don't know if everybody in we knew there in Missouri heard the news, but Becky's father passed away last month on October 11th. He'd been battling cancer since 2003. That was his first cancer. 2 or 3 years after that, he was diagnosed with 2 more, including multiple myeloma. So, to make it that long was kind of a miracle in itself. But anyway, we were, because of that, basically, letting Becky enjoy some comfort food. But after Thanksgiving, we're going to get busy on that diet, which is the next link I'm talking about. This is a 1-hour video from Dr. Paul Saladino, who wrote the book, The Carnivore Code. And I go back to the same tenant session I was talking about. The woman that was sitting in front of us told us, we should try the carnivore diet. You can lose 20 pounds in a month. And, thanked her and, didn't really take any of that serious. And it was about a week later that Dr. McCullough had Dr. Saladino on for like a 2-hour interview. I bought his book. And I hate to say I enjoyed it. It kind of reminds me of my style, the way I wrote the Financial State of the Union. Well, I had an easier time because with the body, there's a whole vocabulary that most of us just aren't introduced to. And it's an effort just to try and keep that new vocabulary in place in your mind for each chapter to start getting the picture. And it really shocked me because, I've spent probably a few thousand hours, looking at health issues, and I thought I had everything figured out. And there are so many things that Dr. Saladino just turned it on its head. And one of the things I learned is that humans before 10, 12,000 years ago, which happens to be when the last great disaster happened, this is the 12,068-year cycle. And before that, we had the megafauna that, these big animals, woolly mammoths that are 2 or 3 times the size of an elephant. And we had those flash frozen, flour still in its mouth, undigested food in its stomach. We can't even do that with an elephant with our technology today. But using Boyle's Law, you can understand how that happened with ANOVA that occurred. And after that, the major big animals all died off. And those were our food source. And it wasn't until they had been farming that we switched over and we never went back. And unfortunately, plants contain a lot of toxins. I know about lectins from Dr. Gundry, but there are so many more. And the way Dr. Saladino puts it is that plants are basically survival food. And when you have most of your food taken away from you, you want to survive because the choice is not surviving. And the safest of the plants are the fruit, you know, especially the non-sweet fruit and berries. But everything else really should be coming from animals. And unfortunately, in today's society, we only consume the muscle meat. We need to consume the organs as well. That's where a lot of the nutrients come from. And I've listened to dozens of hours of interviews with various doctors learning more and more about this. And when you get to those ancient humans, from what we can tell, is that they were higher on the carnivore scale than hyenas. And since we've gone to a plant-based diet, our brains have shrunk from like 1,500 to 1,400 cc's. And that's even true today. The vegans, their brain starts shrinking. That probably explains a lot, too. So I do highly recommend checking this out. The video put on there is a one-hour video with Dr. Saladino. It's about the most concise presentation I can give you. And it also talks a little bit about the fats. And, if I had a few hours, I could talk about more. But I just wanted to pass that along. And I'll let you talk about before we get into the antisocial insecurity.
Yeah. You heard John mention Boyle's Law. That's spelled B-O-Y-L-E. Apostrophe S. And if you've taken chemistry and physics classes, you've learned that with respect to gases, that as you decrease the volume, the pressure tends to increase. It's as simple as that in an overview. Captain John, please continue.
Okay. With my book, I pointed out there's no way out of a financial collapse. And the question is timing, and, there's been, myself and a few other people I follow that understand all the pieces that have been surprised that things have lasted this long. But that's primarily because the entire world is on fiat currency, money backed by nothing, or fake money backed by nothing but your imagination. And we are quickly coming up to the end of the road. We were looking at pretty much a big turn of events by 2024 where the government just had to go more and more into debt and because they wouldn't even have enough money basically to pay for things like Social Security and Medicare. And with COVID, that has just accelerated that. So we're now totally into the end game. I talked about the liquidity problem that we had starting in September of last year, and the Fed threw $1 trillion at that before COVID hit. That was the repo crisis. And that got papered over by the COVID crisis and the trillions that they have spent on that. The federal government debt level is now to a point that it would have been in 2024. And everything that I talked about through the years, what's not in the model for the EU's the trustee report model, or the Professor Kotlikoff, who uses the CBO, Alton fiscal model, neither one of those had a recession programmed in. Neither one of those talked about, jobs being lost to automation. And here we are with COVID. What's happened? We've got millions of jobs lost. Many of those are probably not coming back. We are accelerating the job loss automation, especially at the lower level. So it doesn't matter if they get a $15 minimum wage pushed through. You're going to have robots at all the fast food places. So, you know, what good is $15 an hour if you can't have a job, the robot's taken. And I just want to point out some of the signs we see. The Fed is monetizing the debt, and they're doing it in a way that would probably make today's Jews very proud, because when you look at, you know, when God gave Israel the law, you know, what happened is Israel became lawyers. I'm talking about the nation, not the person. You know, like one of them is that you're supposed to let your land rest once every 7 years, every seventh year. And so what the Israelites would do is they'd sell that land to a non-Israelite and buy it back the following year. So, but God, I followed your law. I didn't use the land on the Sabbath year. So, so what the Fed is doing, they're not allowed to directly buy the Treasury debt. So what they do is that the big banks buy the Treasuries, and then within a day or two, the Fed buys it from the big banks. So they're monetizing the debt, but they can stand up there and tell, you know, no, Senator, we're not monetizing the debt. We're just buying Treasuries from the bank. Don't you just love the lies? So anyway, the first link in this section is the 2020 trustee report. And starts off with a message to the public. And, you know, the second paragraph, these projections and analysis of these reports do not reflect potential effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on these programs. And the reason given is because we believe it's not possible to accurately adjust estimates at this time. So we're just going to use the bad estimates that we had before instead. And we'll pick up with the next link on what a bipartisan policy center says COVID-19 is going to do.
Yeah, and I have one quick comment. I wanted to express our condolences to your wife, Becky, about her father's passing. Becky, we're very sorry to hear that. We'll be right back with Captain John Reagan.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John, I have just a quick question for you. It's about the economy, and I was listening intently to what you were saying. If the general public were smarter, would the economy have collapsed? Would the economy collapse sooner if the general public were smarter? If they really knew what a house of cards this is, would the economy collapse sooner? I believe the answer is yes. Do you agree with me?
Probably so, because one of the things is the bad financial education we get, even at the graduate level. And my observation that I try to pass along, which is not covered in graduate school for finance, is about debt. I mean, they talk about debt, but it's in more of corporate terms and getting a return on investment for that debt. Well, on the consumer side, more debt generally does not buy you any kind of return on investment. And you have to understand that over a lifetime, you're only going to earn so much money. Now, you may be able to increase that, but for your life, it's still going to be only so much money. And when you buy something and use debt, you're stealing from your future, which means that you're going to have less when you get older. So we have, between governments, corporations, and people, the United States has now stolen over $80 trillion from our future, and that doesn't include the unfunded liabilities, which makes it more like $300 trillion. It's all impossible, and it can't work, and we're getting ready to learn that. And this next article talks about, and this is based off the Social Security trustee reports, and they're crunching the numbers from there. Before COVID, they said that the Social Security Trust Fund would be depleted by 2035, and when that trust fund is depleted, you have to cut the benefits about 21% or so. Well, they ran numbers saying if there was another Great Recession with effect of COVID, that would go from 2035 to 2029. If it's double the Great Recession, that would now happen in 2026. And just to give you an idea why it's going to be impossible to recover is the next article that I've deemed income insufficiency. It now takes 53 weeks of median wages every year to pay for basic needs. And there are only 52 weeks in a year. In 1985, it took 30 weeks of the median wage to pay for your big fixed costs. And now you need that extra week a year just for that to happen. Try and get through the rest of these before the top of the hour. We've got the updated average wage index, which is for now for 2019. We won't get 2020s until October next year. The average wage, if you take all of the wages, and this is from the Social Security Agency, and then divide it by the number of people, it's now just under $52,000 a year. So if you want to... You want everybody being equal, you know, everybody making over $52,000 a year, which includes our wonderful leaders, state and local, federal levels, not to mention, some of the highest paid public servants known as football coaches at colleges that are making $1 million a year. Just have all of those making $52,000. But as they say, the devil's in the details. They have a chart under there, and they break out intervals of wages. So when you get to the $34,999 level, that's the point where you've covered half the people, half the wage earners. So if you're making over $35,000, you're in the top half of wage earners. So, like I said, we could do a lot of discussion on that, but I want to finish off the upcoming debt. This is an update that John Malden has done from when that, remember, months ago I did a report, and the slide deck that came from the Treasury Department, which is a quarterly report. It's kind of hard to read, so let's redoes that. And it looks like the federal government will probably hit $50 trillion in debt by the end of the decade. And that covers that section.
Yeah, class, we're going into the top of the hour break. Wait till Captain John talks about bank terminations and computer access terminations. You hang on to your hats. And that $52,000 a year annual compensation? Well, my dad was teaching after World War II. He was paid $2,400 as a teacher, plus $400 more because he taught science and after-school classes. So they paid him $400 more a year. $400 more a year. That's about 20 times. 20 times that. Now, the average salary.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.